Maybe if Dad's a coffee drinker or he's prone to spills. You don't want to spill on your keyboard. Here's a product I've discovered recently. It's called the Mighty Mug. It's about $20. And it looks like a typical travel coffee mug type thing. But when you put it down, it's got technology in it where it sticks to the ground it's in from moving it side to side. But you can pull it up easily. Not or something will do it. It won't tip over and spill. And I think this is a given. $20. You don't have much of that. Buy one for yourself or anyone else you know is a coffee drinker or likes hot or cold beverages on their desk.
Or anybody that's ever knocked them over and made a mess.
And that's I've done that a couple times. last week at Starbucks.
This is true. I see you have it often. You're at Starbucks. You must be careful. It's too expensive to spill those Starbucks.
Yeah, I like that coffee, though. But, don't spill it.
I hear you. All right, now, we pitched to everybody that this is going to be Father's Day's gifts with balls. So what are the balls? Go ahead.
Well, not your traditional golf ball, Dan. These are practice balls, and I got a sleeve of these, and I was a little skeptical, but I've been using them out in the little, I have like a little green area in the back of our house. It's kind of open, and kids play there, and I go out there, and these are practice balls that that weigh a little bit more than like a wiffle ball, and it gives you kind of a real feel. And when you hit it, like you're actually hitting a ball, it tells you if you're hooking or slicing. A maximum flight for the big hitters is about 130 yards with this, but great for using wedges and chipping and going out and working on your swing a little bit anywhere you can do with these clubs. They won't break windows, and like I said, a realistic feel. Swingcoachclub.com, the F will make a swing training club, but these balls are available on there as well. They're called Cycor.
Yeah, breaking windows is never a good thing.
I did that when I was a little kid one time, and I haven't done it since playing baseball. But you can go out in open space and just have some fun with these balls, and they're bright color too, so you don't lose them. You'll find them easily if you hit them further than your eyes will see them.
There's only one person I know who likes when that happens, and that's an old friend who's been on the show before. His name is Glenn. He's from Elmont Glass, and he is a He replaces broken glass. So he's the only guy that likes that.
All right. He wants you to break some windows.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, he encourages it. So, all right, you got one more gift item for us for today.
Yeah, maybe kind of the old in the cat in the hat gift for Dad is a new wallet maybe for Father's Day, but I have a smart wallet now, Dan. It's called the Orbit Wallet, and it's got RFID tracking technology in it to protect your credit cards. It's got a little power charger in it, which will charge your phone up about one full charge, a lightning adapter or a USB plug, and got some other little features in it too. And it's a thin wallet. It's not thick, so you're not going to pull the George Costanza look with it. And like I said, it does some tech little features with it that you never know when you might need that little battery charge and a good-looking wallet to go in it, and it's I really enjoy this wallet. I'm using it myself, and it's keeping me going, and about $100, so a little bit more than just a cheap little off-the-shelf wallet, but it's worth it.
Well, yeah, I need a thinner wallet because mine's always too fat because it has a lot of ones in it, you know?
A lot of ones? I thought you were peeling off those hundreds the last time I saw you.
Oh, no. All right, so we got a couple more minutes. You have a choice. You can either tell us about the most recent trip that you took, if it was really cool, or the next trip you're going to take, if that's really cool. Which is the better one?
Well, I'll be going up to, I don't know if you've been to Colonial Williamsburg, Dan. I'll be going up there. They're reopening the Golden Horseshoe, one of my favorite courses anywhere at Colonial Williamsburg, so looking forward to that.
I played it probably the last time they renovated it. That was probably like 20-something years ago, so I was invited to that.
You didn't get back then.
I know. They forgot about me. I got left off the list, but you could fill me in, I'm sure. So, it's a beautiful area, and of course the history is great in that part of the country as well.
Yeah, I love that place. Looking forward to that. But a year ago, this time, Dan, I played Erin Hills where the U.S. Open's going next year. So I got to play it kind of under the same conditions that the players will be up there next week doing. It was windy. It's going to be tough. And it's wide open. So I think it's going to be a fun tournament to watch. I don't think it's going to get the bad reviews like Chambers Bay. There are people that are really going to like this. They're going to allow a lot of fans in each day because they have a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be exciting. Wisconsin has, I'm from Wisconsin, great golf fans up there, and it's actually a pretty good golf state for only being able to play about 6 months a year.
Great football fans too, huh?
good football fan. They have a good football fan up there.
They do. I've heard. Unfortunately, it's a caucus. There's one good football team, but it's not mine. So, unfortunately. But yours is a good one. One last thing. If people would like to keep up with your travels, find out about your books, find out about your products, your appearances, whatever, what's the best way for them to follow you?
Well, anything I do, you can follow on ricklimpert.info, but my tech and gadget website is really doing pretty well, Dan. It's wirelesswednesday.live. It's updated every day with a new story or a new product review, and people love to see that fresh content all the time. So wirelesswednesday.live, and always good to hear from your listeners, and Dan, it's always great to talk to you.
And a pleasure as well, Rick. Like I said, I always look forward to it because you have really, really good gift tips, and when I get to see you, we have a great time as well. So you take it easy.
Thanks, Dan, and maybe something might be coming in the mail for you, so be on the lookout.
I will. It's always great to get a surprise. Thank you. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take one last break, and then I got a bunch of deals for you. I always got some good deals for travel. Some are close and some might be far. But you don't want to miss them, so stay tuned for more of the Golf and Travel Show.